Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host for this hour, and we've been talking to callers about riots that took place over the weekend. One of them in Arizona, we saw this video of a police officer, I guess we could call him a police officer, I think he's just a thug actually, using his baton instead of, as one of the crew members here pointed out, using his baton instead of his hands, because that would be assault, but he can use his baton to push this young lady who's just standing there, walking along with a drink in her hand, knocked her right over. I mean, how can we allow quote-unquote government servants to continue to do this? We have to get these people under control. We have to get them under control now. People are trying to do that in New Mexico, where we saw the murder of a homeless man by police officers, excused by the police chief there immediately. We've had many people call in talking about the rules of engagement as they were trained. Of course, we know anybody that has taken, for instance, a concealed carry class knows that you cannot shoot somebody when they are no threat to you. Clearly, if you watch this video, the man was no threat to them. I wanted to move on to some different news now. We had came out today on InfoWars, Paul Joseph Watson's story that Bilderberg 2014 has been uncovered. They are going to meet in Denmark. Yes, this is the secretive organization of global power brokers that for many decades, of course, did not exist according to the mainstream media. Many of us are pointing that out. Alex Jones has been on that from the get-go, but of course, we were scoffed at and laughed at. Alex was called a conspiracy theorist to even use the word Bilderberg. And yet, it's now become a open secret. Still secretive. They still don't tell people what's going on there. We can see who is going on there. And, of course, last year, the focus apparently was big data. We saw the likes of Jeff Bezos, people who were involved with Palantir, PayPal, and other organizations like that showing up at Bilderberg talking about what they were going to do. And so this year will be no different. And of course, as Paul Joseph Watson points out in his article, in 2009, Bilderberg chairman, we even bragged about how the euro single currency was a brainchild of the Bilderberg group. Leaked minutes from the, I think it was a 1956 meeting, it was close to one of their first meetings, showed how they were planning at the time for the EU and for the euro. They were planning consolidation. They were planning global world government. And last year, we had an Italian lawyer that requested the public prosecutor of Rome to investigate Bilderberg for criminal activity, questioning whether the group's 2011 meeting in Switzerland led to the selection of Mario Monti as the prime minister of Italy. Of course, that is an unelected person. Mario Monti was unelected. He is a former Goldman Sachs banker, and they just took out the guy that had been elected, and they put in the Goldman Sachs banker, calling him a technocrat, because that makes it okay if you call him a technocrat. Now, there's other kinds of meetings just besides Bilderberg, of course, and we saw one that was very interesting over the weekend. We saw Chris Christie and Jeb Bush and John Kasich and Scott Walker, all governors or former governors, all going to Vegas to meet a sugar daddy for the Republican Party. That would be Sheldon Adelson. And if you remember the 2012 elections, he had a big role to play in Vegas in the caucuses there. It was a pretty disgusting display of corrupt power, in my opinion. And they reported this in the New York Times. Seeking political revival, Christie joins 2016 contenders at a GOP forum. Now, they're talking for the most part because Sheldon Adelson is a neocon, especially when it comes to Israel. He's part of the Republican Jewish Coalition, and he has contributed a lot of money in the last election cycle, just his family, $93 million. And so we're going to report about it. It was actually kind of funny what happened to Chris Christie as he's trying to get himself out of Bridgegate when he went to Vegas. We'll be right back with that information and more of your calls, so stay tuned.
Introduce Flushing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
This is Steve Shank. The St. Patrick's Day earthquake could be the forerunner to the Big One. Still got fires in the west, still got winter in the east. Now the flooding has started in the Midwest with a vengeance. Millions of you have heard me tell you that every expert survivalist knows preparation is his most important skill. When you're surprised by a storm, a quake, a flood, it's too late. What you've got is all you're going to get, and it's usually not enough for 93% of Americans. Here's some help. Please go to fearlessusa.com and download my free emergency survival guide. With each emergency checklist, you'll see the problems you may never have imagined and the solution. Go to fearlessusa.com on the web or call 855-918-3663 for Steve Shank's free emergency survival guide. This is good stuff you absolutely need to know. Go to fearlessusa.com on the web or call 855-918-3663 for your free emergency survival guide.
Granite Law is a law firm with partners in each state we do business. Our initial consultation is free. Granite Law is not licensed in all states.
Are you struggling to make your mortgage payments? Facing foreclosure? Trying to refinance or modify your home loan but have been turned down? Afraid you'll lose your home? There is a way out. The Obama administration has announced a government relief program called the Home Affordability and Stability Plan, funded by the Housing and Economic Recovery Act. It's designed to save 9 million homes from foreclosure, and there's a good chance you qualify.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the National Mortgage Helpline was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Here's your chance to take advantage of this government-funded program that's sweeping the nation. Stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties, convert your adjustable rate to fixed, and reduce it to as low as 2%, even reduce or eliminate past due payments. Simply call the mortgage hotline now at 800-308-9818. Call for your free no-obligation consultation, 800-308-9818. That's 800-308-9818.
Generals gathered in their masses, just like witches.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. You know, we just had some news on InfoWars about the Bilderberg Conference, where it's going to be. It's going to be in March this year. But there's actually something else that happened this weekend, and that was the Sheldon primary. Haven't you heard of the Sheldon primary? You know, that's Sheldon Adelson. Remember back in 2012? This was the guy in Las Vegas that got his very own caucus. That's right. That was the way the Atlantic reported it. This was the guy who had a caucus that was just for Jewish people, and nobody else was going to be allowed to go to that. Because, see, if you had to work as a working mom and you couldn't attend the caucuses on Saturday night, then you were not going to be allowed to go to the caucus on Sunday. That was only going to be for Jewish voters. Well, that's not the way it turned out. People showed up anyway and said, you can't exclude us based on religion from caucusing. If you're going to add another day for convenience for somebody else or because they have a reason that they can't attend on Saturday night, then you're going to allow us to come in, too. It's no more of a reason to say that you can't do it for religious reasons than to say that you can't do it because you're working a job. So this guy who had his very own caucus in Nevada, and it was a very, very corrupt caucus. This is one of those caucuses where the GOP showed its worst, most corrupt side. And there were several of those. And there were state officials that got taken out of office because of that. But now it's coming up to the 2016 elections. And this same guy, Sheldon Adelson, is holding the Sheldon primary. Now, that was just this last weekend. And that was the way it was reported from Haaretz. That's a Jewish newspaper. He's deciding who he's going to put his money on. And, of course, he's got a lot of money to put down. This guy is a multi-billionaire, and he gave $93 million in the last presidential election. Let's put that into perspective. Al Gore in 2000 spent about $100 million total. Okay, Sheldon gave $93 million in the last election for president. Now, of course, in that election, Bush spent about $200. So combined, they had about $300 million. Now, let's fast forward to the last election. It's been going up rapidly. In 2012, it was over $2 billion that was spent between Obama and Romney. So you go from $300 million in 2000, where people were accusing these guys of over-the-top spending because it was so much higher than they'd ever had before, accused Bush of buying the election. Now we go from $300 million in 2000 to $2 billion, a little over $2 billion in 2012. Amazing, amazing how it is going up like, a factor of seven in just 12 years, in just a few election cycles. And, of course, where did he put that money? Back in 2012, Adelson was backing Gingrich. So he doesn't have a very good track record, but he does like to back people who are neocons, people who are pushing for war, especially people who are pushing for war with the Arabs, because he is a Zionist. He's part of the Republican Jewish Coalition. And so, as they pointed out in the New York Times, seeking political revival, Christie joins 2016 contenders at a GOP forum. That would be the Sheldon primary. Now, what was on store there, they were pushing back against Rand Paul, essentially. Rand Paul was not there, but he was the punching bag for everybody. He was a pinata that everybody was kicking back against because they were all trying to show how strong and militaristic they were going to be. This was Chris Christie, Jeb Bush, John Kasich, Scott Walker, Republican governors, some still in office, most still in office. As Walker said, if they don't believe we're strong, they'll take action. Jeb Bush said, we can't have American passivity. And it says, in a sign of mounting anxiety about the presidential aspirations of Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky, who has complained that American foreign policy is too overreaching, Jeb Bush pointedly warned against isolationism, seen as a rebuttal to Mr. Paul. Now, the interesting thing is, I think, the reaction, what John Kasich did. Of course, he's governor of Ohio. He delivered a luncheon speech on Saturday to a crowd of several hundred. He repeatedly referred to Sheldon as if the billionaire were the only other person in the room. See, he's not auditioning for president. He's auditioning for puppet. He wants to be his puppet. But the most interesting thing, the funniest thing about it was, as Christie is trying to pull himself back from Bridgegate, what he does is he's bragging about how, you know, he's trying to make common cause with the Jewish people there. And so he talks about how, you know, Israel's about the size of New Jersey. And maybe he should have said maybe it's about the same number of characters in the name. Only if you're in Common Core does it have the same number of characters. But, you know, he's bragging about how they're kind of common. But he touched off disapproving whispers, according to the New York Times, from the crowd when he described flying over occupied territories where Palestinians live. Oops, oops, we're not supposed to use that term when you're addressing a Zionist organization. A prominent Jewish leader, Morton Klein, said he tried to correct Mr. Christie as he left the stage, urging him to use different language, like, quote, disputed territory. Mr. Christie scowled, he said, and did not say whether he would do so in the future. I was shocked, said Mr. Klein, national president of the Zionist Organization of America, but that's okay. Chris Christie saw the light when he met in person with Sheldon. A few hours later, during a one-on-one meeting with Mr. Adelson, Mr. Christie apologized for the phrase. See, when America attacks and occupies a country, or Israel attacks and occupies a people, we do it as liberators. We're not occupiers. See, we're the good guys. But what does this get Mr. Adelson? When he spends $93 million on an election, what does this get him? Well, he actually gets a pretty good return on investment. Take a look at this story from the Huffington Post. Just last week, bills banning online gambling were introduced in Congress. Pull this up, guys, this Huffington Post article. Look whose picture's there. It's Miss Lindsey Graham. Miss Lindsey Graham is the guy who is carrying his water. Of course, they're on the same page as far as starting wars, too, aren't they? But lawmakers from both parties introduced legislation in the House and Senate on Wednesday to ban online gambling. Okay, and this is something that is dear to the heart of Sheldon Adelson. As a matter of fact, he's already gone to war with the American Gaming Association. So the dispute says, according to the New York Times and another article, seeking to ban online betting, GOP donors test the influence. It says the dispute has already largely sidelined the industry's powerful trade group, the American Gaming Association, after Mr. Adelson threatened to withdraw from the organization if it continued to back expanded online gambling, according to several industry executives. So the gambling industry is afraid of Mr. Adelson, and he seems to be able to get people like Lindsey Graham and Chris Christie to kiss his, let's put it politely, ring, okay? Kissing the ring of this guy. Whatever he wants, okay? They're for sale. You're for sale. Your country is for sale. From the people like Lindsey Graham, Chris Christie, Jeb Bush, John Kasich, Scott Walker. Those are people you need to watch out for because they're up for sale. They're basically prostitutes whoring themselves out to the highest bidder. And it makes a lot of sense for Mr. Adelson to spend $93 million on a presidential election. That's chump change compared to the amount of money he can make if he can get rid of his competitors. This is why corporations always work with government. See, it isn't that government is necessarily the bad guy unless they're not going to protect you from the corporations. They're being controlled by the corporations. That's what people on the left and the right don't understand. They always want to demonize the government or demonize the corporations or say that their guy can do no wrong. The thing is, they're both merged at the hip. You can't tell where the large corporations stop and where big government ends. It's a symbiotic relationship. Let's take another call. Anthony in Pennsylvania, you wanted to talk about the difference between 1984 and Brave New World that I was talking about earlier. You have a comment?
Yeah, David, great show. It's Anthony Antonello from Pennsylvania. And as soon as I heard you say that, I had to pick up the phone and, give you a call because the way I see it, and it's becoming so obvious to so many of us, when we see those videos and, like the one from New Mexico, the actual murder, I mean, it happens on a regular basis. And when you see Kelly Thomas, what was it, 2 out of the 5 or 6 police officers were actually charged, and they were even acquitted.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is a systemic problem. The new thing I did notice in that video, did you notice the camera angle that they released? It reminds me of, and I'm not a video game player, but it reminds me of one of those first-person shooter.
That's right.
Right. So it's more of this acclimation, getting people, you know, accustomed to it. This is the first generation of video gamers that are now soldiers. But the way I see Brave New World in 1984, I believe that they are doubling down with both. I believe they would rather a Brave New World. They would rather people dumb down. That's why they have the GMOs, the fluoride. They're hitting us up with Common Core and dumbing down the entire society, mainstream media propaganda. So they would rather that. But there are still people like us that are constantly waging this, you know, war of information, trying to wake people up. And that's where their plan B, or, you know, to make sure that everything goes the way they want, that's their 1984. That's their technocracy and them having complete control over everything we do. So you put those two together, and, you know, this really is their New World Order, and it is playing out right in front of us in real time. When you look at pictures of people getting shot in the head by the Gestapo, okay, what is the difference? And people are so shocked. Oh, my God, how can that happen? Well, it's happening right now. We're seeing videos of it. You know, the quote unquote the state murdering
That's
people.
Right.
That's right.
They want to believe that it isn't going to happen to them. In the same way that people who were rounded up by the Gestapo wanted to believe that they weren't headed to an execution, that they were just headed to a prison camp, or that something good was going to happen to them if they were just nice and harmless. We're going to be right back. Thank you, Anthony. We're going to take some other callers right after the break.
Today is the last day to get free shipping on every order over $150 from Emergency Essentials. And that's not all. We have the guaranteed lowest prices anywhere, like our new Farmer's Market Vegetable Combo that's on sale for 50% off. That's 6 cans of freeze-dried veggies for only $79.99. Or get Mountain House Pork Chops for 22% off. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863. Or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table, and the results are on record. Reports documented a 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today, and we're taking calls. Most of the calls have been about the shooting that happened in Albuquerque. Of course, there was a demonstration yesterday. It went on for 10 hours. Reports were that there were at least 500 people there. Once it dwindled down to 100, things got violent. And we've talked to a couple of people who were there in New Mexico, and we've had We've been asking callers for solutions. What do you think we can do to get control of this militarized, unaccountable police that we see at every level? And, of course, we saw this also with the riots in Arizona, the Wildcat game that was lost. We see this cop just walking out of nowhere, clocking a young girl for no reason. She's not doing anything at all. What do we do to get control of the people that we've given this kind of essentially a monopoly of force? Because if you oppose them, they will kill you. It underscores the reason why we cannot afford to give up our guns. We cannot give them a true monopoly of force. Can you imagine how much worse, how much more rapidly this would deteriorate if they knew that nobody even had any guns? At some point, that has to be a deterrent. It's just like the mutual assured destruction of the U.S. and Russia having nuclear weapons. That's the idea of the population having firearms. It's there to serve as a deterrent against a tyrannical government. And of course, the other part of the plan was that we were never supposed to have a standing military like we've had since the end of World War II. They always knew that the means of defense against tyranny abroad would become the means of defense against enemies abroad would become the means of tyranny at home. It's just human nature. The founders understood that. They warned us about that. They tried to set up controls and checks and balances to stop that. But we've ignored their advice. We've ignored the checks and balances. And now we have a problem on our hand. And so we've been taking callers. And Josh in Washington, you've been holding for quite some time. Tell us what you wanted to say about this.
Hi, David. I just want to say you're doing a great job at The Daily Show. I just have a few topics I'd like to touch on.
Sure. Thank you.
As far as your idea there to make the officers and the departments foot the bill for their tyranny, I think that's a great idea. And I think some people might argue that that still comes out of the government coffers, but at least that would give us a paper trail, lead back to the offending departments and whatnot. And really, that money is going to talk louder than any, you know, abusive action that they do. If they're spending too much money, that'll stop them, I think.
Yes, I think we have to make them accountable in some way, at the very least financially accountable. Make the police departments financially accountable. Cut their budget. Make Homeland Security give them all of their weapons for free. That's probably what they would do. I don't know. Any other comments you want to make?
Well, I also wanted to talk about Obamacare a little bit there.
Sure, go ahead.
I've talked to people on different forums and whatnot on this, and, you know, back in the day, it's just the Obama cult of personality was very strong, but even nowadays on forums where, you know, people aren't very, you know, it's not about politics, but, you know, and you talk to people and they are getting the picture. This is the clinchpin, I think. And I wanted to know, do you think that the mandate's going to last after this administration ends, and if that would be regardless of what party gets in there next?
Well, I hope it will. Ted Cruz has said that he thinks that he can end it. I hope he can. We need to. The government doesn't have any authority to force us to buy insurance. But we see the government doing things that it has no constitutional authority for all the time anyway. I mean, look at the war on drugs. That's where we really first saw the militarization of the police. That's where we really saw SWAT teams used for the first time, no-knock raids used for the first time. It was a war on our civil liberties from the get-go, and they had no authority for it. When they had alcohol prohibition, they had to pass a constitutional amendment because at the time people acknowledged the authority of the Constitution. They knew that they had no authority to ban anything, so they passed a constitutional amendment to ban alcohol. Then when they decided they weren't going to ban alcohol, they passed another constitutional amendment. So we got 20-some-odd amendments. Two of them are about giving the government permission to ban alcohol or a particular substance, whatever it is, and then another one to undo it. So where do they get off telling us that we can or cannot have anything in our life? They don't have the authority. The Ninth and Tenth Amendments make that clear. That authority has not been given that to them. They don't have, under the Commerce Clause or under the General Welfare Clause, they don't have the authority to extrapolate that into broad powers. The Tenth Amendment says that if it's not specifically given to you, you don't have it. If it's not enumerated, you don't have it. That's the situation. So they ignore the law, but it'll be interesting to see what happens. There are a lot of Republicans who are in the pockets of the insurance companies. And make no doubt about it, when Obama spent $1.2 billion to get elected, he owed money to corporate donors. This is a payback. This is a redistribution of wealth from the American people to these corporations. And there are Republicans who are involved in that as well. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We just had Paul Joseph Watson's article about cops inspecting homes without notice for illegal tenants. That's been picked up by Drudge. It's on the Drudge Report. Of course, this is a story we've been talking about where authorities in Long Island have launched a crackdown on homeowners who rent their house out to illegal tenants under a zero-tolerance program that will see police conduct home inspections without notice, without warrants. Guess what, guys? If you don't have property rights, you are the property. You are a slave if you don't have property rights, okay? Get that, make that clear to people. And look at the way they spin this. This is why Paul Joseph Watson picked up a quote from the News 12 interview with Mayor Peter Cavallaro. He said, permitting property owners to call the shots on rentals in their home would, quote, victimize the community as a whole. See, it's not about you. We got to protect the community. Those bad people with private property, you know, we can't let them make decisions about what they're going to do with their property. We need to just SWAT team them if we even suspect that. We don't need any warrants. We're going to have zero tolerance. We've heard that before. We've heard zero tolerance. We've heard mandatory minimums. This is the same old stuff, the same tactics that have been tried with the war of drugs. At the same time, our government is cracking down on the war of drugs. They're also running the drug trade. Look at what happened in Afghanistan. They were down to 10% of the world's poppy supply used for things like heroin. After we get in, it goes to 90%. Look at what was happening under Reagan. At the same time, he's talking about a zero tolerance program and mandatory minimums. They're running drugs with the Contras to fund a secret war. That's the way this thing rolls. Just like this guy from California, the state legislator, who's the biggest gun grabber, writing all these gun regulations. At the same time, he's running guns and gets caught by the FBI. It's just amazing, the hypocrisy. I want to depart from what we've been talking about here for just a moment about the police state, about what's going on in Albuquerque. There were several articles today on InfoWars about environmentalism, and we've got James Lovelock saying that environmentalism has become a religion. This is a guy from England. He's the scientist who came up with the Gaia hypothesis. Now, of course, Gaia is Greek for the Earth. It's the hypothesis that the Earth is a self-regulating single organism. Say that the Earth is this living organism, and humans are a virus. And as I pointed out yesterday, when I was in London with my sons and they were young, we went to the Children's Museum. In the play area, they were running this virulent propaganda film. I recorded it. I've got to find it in my archive somewhere. It's kind of like Busman's Holiday. I don't ever have time to go edit my own films or the inclination to do so after I've been doing it here. But this was an amazing piece of propaganda portraying the human race as a destructive virus that needed to either be kept to a minimum, you know, like 90% reduction in population, or eliminated altogether for the good of the earth. Now, the guy who came up with that hypothesis said that he was also too certain about the rate of global warming. He says it's just as silly to be a climate denier as it is to be a believer. And he said that we should get our power from fracking and nuclear power. Well, maybe actually he does want to get rid of humans. I would look at those as a way to go. It's interesting that they use the term denier because it is a religion. It's the same as calling somebody an infidel. And he says that. He says it's become a religion and religions don't worry too much about facts. And look at this report from Paul Joseph Watson today on InfoWars. Liberal fascist calls for global warming skeptics to be arrested. That's right. Burn those infidels. Okay, this is a, as he points out, Paul Joseph Watson says, a demented rant by Gawker's Adam Weinstein calls for thought criminals who question man-made global warming to be arrested and thrown in prison. Actually, we have some very compelling scientific data and measurements to back it up, to deny that there's global warming. But anyway, this is what the demented Gawker rant said. He said, we have laws on the books to punish anyone whose lies contribute to people's deaths. It's time to punish these climate change liars. Those denialists should face jail. They should face fines. They should face lawsuits from classes of people whose lives and livelihoods are most threatened by the denialist tactics. This is liberal intolerance, liberal hate. Okay, this is the same sort of thing that we saw last week as arguments were being made before Hobby Lobby. We saw people like John Stewart coming out and ridiculing Hobby Lobby as Jesus Christ Superstore and saying, who are they to decide? You know, not only are they, it appears that anybody, no matter how stupid, can claim a religious exemption. It's like, yeah, that's right. You don't get to decide, Mr. Stewart, whether somebody has a religious belief or what that religious belief is. That's what the First Amendment is about, is to protect you as well as other people. Voltaire understood that when he said, I may not agree with you, but I'll defend to the death your right to say what it is you want to say. That's what First Amendment and religious freedoms are about. You don't get to decide. The intolerant liberals don't get to decide. The intolerant conservatives don't get to decide. You have freedom, and only have freedom if you support that choice for other people. But going back to this whole thing about it being a religion and deniers being infidels, we can see this in the movie that just came out this last week, in Noah, another article from InfoWars, up from Michael Snyder. In Noah, the fallen angels are the good guys. He points out, in Noah, the fallen angels are good guys that were kicked out of heaven because of their compassion for humanity. They helped Noah build the ark, and they ascend to heaven when they die, helping to defend the ark against a band of marauding evil humans. Darren Aronofsky, the director, stated that he attempted to make the least biblical film ever made. Well, I think he accomplished that, but did he really make anything that anybody wants to see? There's a director, Brian Godawa, and he got a release of the script before it came out, and he was telling everybody that this really is not at all about the biblical story of Noah. It's about that being hijacked for a different religion, for an environmentalist religion. And that's exactly what it is. He saw it this last week, and he said, yeah, you know, I had a lot of people criticizing me because it was a preliminary script, and they said, oh, it's going to be different. But he said, yeah, actually, I was right when I saw it. And by the way, let me tell you, Brian Godawa is a very good screenwriter. If you haven't seen his film that he wrote the screenplay for, To End All Wars, that's an excellent film. He said over and over again that he believes that all really good stories are stories about redemption, that they echo, essentially, the redemptive story of Christ. And he really does portray that in To End All Wars. It's a story that takes place in World War II. And he doesn't beat people over the head. He doesn't set it in a Roman toga and sandals venue. He's got it in a modern context, but the message comes across very clearly. I think everybody would enjoy that, whether you're a Christian or not. But his take on the Noah movie, he says, it's simply ugly, anti-human exceptionalism. It's enviro-agitprop. In other words, it's environmental propaganda to agitate people. And he says, like The Last Temptation of Christ, all the controversy overshadowed the fact that it is just plain terrible storytelling. He said, at least with Avatar, with its naked pagan earth worship, it has a ring of more authenticity than just trying to subvert someone else's sacred narrative with silly rock people and bad guys who cling to their guns and eat meat, because they really do demonize the people who eat meat. Even though we see that in the, I've been told, I haven't seen the movie, but I've been told that Noah is anti-human, he wants to get rid of the humans, even to the extent of wanting to kill his granddaughters on the ark, because he does not want humans to continue. So a very, very much the agenda that we see with Gaia and these religions, radical earth-firsters who want to destroy the human race, as we see with things like the Georgia Guidestones, where they want to eviscerate the human population. And you know what? Maybe they'll get their wish. We've got an outbreak of Ebola that's jumping across the borders. It kills 90% of the people. And as the eugenicist here in Austin said, as Alex has pointed out many times, he was saying that that's exactly what we need. We need an airborne Ebola virus to rapidly get rid of 90% of the Earth's population. AIDS takes far too long. We want something like the Ebola virus. And so maybe they're going to get their wish. Who knows? It's something to look out for. Let's go back to your calls. We've got Barry in Ohio. You wanted to say something about Brave New World, I believe.
Yeah, actually I did. And it was kind of weird. As I was here on hold, I had a strange confluence of the two topics that you've got going on here.
Okay.
When you talk about dystopic novels, mm-hmm. the most appropriate one is going to be Fahrenheit 451.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in Fahrenheit 451, there are no doctors, there are no nurses, there are technicians. The machines do the work. There's no society. Everyone spends their money on video walls. Right? And everyone that can only talk about what they have on the video walls, and they call them the family.
Yeah. You know,
my family is on the video wall, right?
That's right.
And everyone lives in fear of the fire dog, which is, of course, a robotic spider.
Yeah.
With a lethal injection, and they can track people by their DNA set.
Yeah.
Now, here's the important part. The hero in the story escapes. That's kind of important because they can get away with this. Now, there is a man that is killed for no reason. They sent the, you know, the dog out to kill a man, and the dog kills the man. It's not about the hero escaping. It's not about the man who dies. It's about all of the people that stand in line. You know, the people that keep their head down, the people that just want to get by, the people that just, you know, get on with society, that sort of thing, right?
Yes, yes.
When you look at the shooting out there in New Mexico, you know, the gentleman, you know, was doing nothing wrong. He lost his life. That's regrettable. The police are going to, you know, do whatever they do. But think about how many thousands of people aren't going to be in that park.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, it is sad, isn't it, how we're living in this dystopian future. It's a confluence of a lot of all the worst things that we've seen in movies and books. I mean, we also see the rise of robots, and we see elements of the Terminator being planned by DARPA. I mean, it's really frightening. But and we don't know what the future holds, but as many people have said, we know who holds the future. And one of the key hopes is for the churches to not be part of the see something, say something, not fall into this misappropriation of Romans 9, but to stand up and take the moral high ground and lead from the front. That's the only thing that's going to stop this. That's the only thing where people are going to have the courage to stand up to this if they know that there is something greater and higher than just being taken down. That's what needs to happen. That's what we need from the churches, and it remains to be seen if they're going to do that at all. Thank you. That was a very thoughtful call, Barry, in Ohio. Let's go to Ian in Colorado. Ian?
Hello. How are you?
Doing fine. What you got?
Hey, I just want to touch base and say with every issue you've talked about today, I know about, I'm on your side with it, but what the people need to know is we need boots on the ground. And what I mean by that is I need people to be delegates, and I need people to go out and caucus and be a delegate. Typically, when we say someone needs to go out and vote, it's a lost cause. People feel destitute, and for good reason. But if somebody actually goes out and caucus and becomes a delegate, their voice will be heard. Delegates are known as super voters.
Yes.
You decide who gets put on the ballot, and you decide which agendas get pushed forward.
I think that's great. There's the states that have caucuses. I was very happy with the grassroots movement and the caucuses last time, saw that coalescing around Ron Paul, but there was a lot of shenanigans going on in the caucuses as well, and it appears that the GOP has, behind the scenes, been making adjustments to that. What's your take on that? Do you think they have found a way to essentially shut down caucuses in the states that do have them?
They are working on it, believe it or not.
And that's why we need people to get involved now, right? We need people to get involved to stop that at this point.
I want people to know when I'm talking about voting, I'm talking about being a super voter. You're going to be part of the SEAL Team 6 or Delta Force voting machine. You're not going to be a regular voter. You're going to be a super voter. I need you. I need your help. Help me help you, for God's sake. Just help me.
Very good point. That's really important. For people who are in caucus states, now is the time to get involved. The same Republican hierarchy leadership that's going out and courting Sheldon Adelson is also trying to shut down the caucus system. It's a much better system than the primaries. Why? Because it is so easy to rig ballot voting, one-on-one ballot voting. It's much better with the caucus situations. There are so many places where they can come in and corrupt the ballot system. They can do it with illegal voters. They can do it anytime you lose custody of the ballots. They can do it. They can take over the voting machines very easily. They can put viruses in these electronic voting machines. We need to roll this back. We need to make it simpler. We need to have paper ballots. We need to have a constant stream of monitoring and of control of these ballots. As Stalin said, it doesn't matter who casts the votes, it's who counts the votes. It's a very bad situation that we have in elections, but at the state levels, and especially at the states where there are caucuses, you can do something now. You need to get involved now. Stop them from shutting this down and get active in the next time. Thank you. It's a very good call. Let's go to Dean in Florida. You had something you wanted to say about the police?
Yes. Yes, David. How are you doing today?
Doing good. What's up?
Yeah. Well, you know, I've seen the pictures, and I've read the stories regarding, you know, the slaying of the homeless guy in the hills there in Albuquerque. And it just really made me, I was infuriated for the last day and a half. And finally, I'm starting to cool off a little bit. But really what I think is this, I think that the police in Albuquerque right now, I think the police department, they're trying to, act like the victim, you know, when they had the protesters marching through, you know, and they had all those police, you know, dressed up in their riot gear. And then they were, you know, telling people, well, they couldn't lawfully assemble after, I guess, after a certain point, you know, and they were trying to get the people to disperse and, you know, use the tear gas and everything. You know, they're trying to play the victim right now. They're not willing to admit that they're wrong. And these are evil people. Okay. The people that are doing this, knowingly doing this, police chief, whoever is involved, even if it's the mayor of Albuquerque, it's just evil. And I'll tell you, you know, what really would have happened is had the protesters not dispersed, had they, you know, just stayed there, and the police would have called in whatever, you know, maybe called in the military, who knows?
But, that's right.
You know, there would have been deaths. I mean, if people stand up now, what's going to happen? I mean, I believe in standing up, and if I had been able to be in Albuquerque, I would have been at that protest. And I think maybe, you know, next time people ought to think about, you know, bringing some kind of a mask.
Well, and it's not just Albuquerque. It's many places. We saw the officer knocking down that young lady in Arizona. And it's something that's being pushed at the state level. It's something that's being pushed by the federal government. We're going to be right back with more of your calls. Bill in Wisconsin, I want to get your take on Sheldon Adelson. So hang on. We'll be right back.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring. So be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal. And give someone a gift that's meaningful. A gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're taking callers. I was talking earlier about Sheldon Adelson. He's the casino billionaire in Las Vegas. You may remember in 2012, he had his own caucus, as many news outlets reported it. And, of course, that was going to be for Jews only, but many people crashed that caucus. There was a lot of corruption around Vegas in 2012 and the presidential caucuses there. Now, this last weekend, he had the Sheldon primary for 2016, where he has some of the front runners, Chris Christie, Jeb Bush, come to him and kiss his ring, basically suck up to him. And it remains to be seen what's going to happen with that. Of course, now Lindsey Graham is also carrying water for him, introduced a bill to stop online gambling. See, even though Sheldon Adelson gives $93 million in the last presidential election, he gets a very good return on his investment. Can you imagine how much it's worth it for him if somebody like Lindsey Graham can get online gambling shut down? Mike Rogers is leaving the House. We need to get rid of Lindsey Graham. Guys in South Carolina, he's coming up for election this next time. We've got a good Tea Party candidate there. Let's get Lindsey Graham out. I don't know if he's going to go to talk radio or maybe, I don't know, I could kind of see Lindsey Graham more as a Broadway performer type. You know, maybe we could put him in a lounge lizard suit or something. But somehow we got to get him out of Congress. This is a very dangerous, repulsive, corrupt individual. He needs to be taken out of office. People in South Carolina, please do your job. We got Bill in Wisconsin who wants to say something about Sheldon Adelson's primary. Go ahead.
Yeah, David, thank you very much for bringing up Sheldon Adelstein and all of his shenanigans on behalf of the Zionist movement. We're never going to have peace in the world until we, you know, get to the root of some of these problems. And the big money that somebody like Adelstein wields and promotes certain candidates, I think not only do we need to get rid of Lindsey Graham, okay, and more than likely he might get into ballet when he yeah. leaves office.
But exactly.
I'll be glad to see Mike Rogers go.
Yes.
I am sick and tired of turning on talk shows on Sunday and seeing Mike Rogers, as you accurately pointed out, promoting wars and the neocon agenda and the surveillance state.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But it's very illuminating, in the true sense of the word, the four candidates that went to Las Vegas there to court the favor of Sheldon Adelstein.
Yes.
Chris Christie, Jeb Bush, okay, John Kasich, and our own Scott Walker here from Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's done a few things that are decent, but for the most part, the real gut issues like Common Core and, reducing the influence of the neocon agenda, he hasn't done anything.
That's right.
So,
he's going to be a New World Order guy. And the thing that bothers me about this Sheldon primary is how out front and open they are about it. And that's what we see with Obama. We see the corruption there. We see the auditing of the Tea Party people with the IRS and the fact that they just keep doing it. They get away with it. They're not even embarrassed about it anymore. I mean, at least Nixon tried to cover it up. At least they impeached Nixon. At least they forced him out of office. Today, they just do whatever they want. And that's what we're seeing here in Las Vegas. Well, that's it for today's show. Please join us again tomorrow. Alex Jones will be back at 11 Central, noon Eastern. Join us then.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Live Fluoride Shield formulation.
product using six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.